central. You can't dodge the hodge.
Welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show on this July 24th, 2011. And boy, we have an exciting show for you tonight. At the last half hour, we're going to go through some more of what Annie and I have found on the Gulf Coast Holocaust. And we're prepared to start naming names. And you're not going to want to miss that. But first, in the first 90 minutes tonight, we are pleased and honored to have a very special guest on with Jonathan E. Morton. Before we go to Jonathan, let's go out to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome my co-host tonight and the news director of the Common Sense Show, Miss Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I am melted to a puddle of butter. It's hot here, as everywhere. Are you there? Okay, looks like we're
I'm here, and I just...
Oh, okay. Well, Dave's fading in and out.
Okay.
We're
How's
working
this now,
on
Annie? We're going to go test 1, 2, 3. Are we okay now?
You're sounding better. Yes, you're coming through loud and clear now, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're fading in and out on me. But anyway, let's go forward with what we're going to do. As you know, I just announced that with the last half hour, we're going to get deeply into this Gulf Coast conspiracy because, Annie, as you know, I started out just wanting to write a human interest piece because I felt very bad for the plight of Kendra Arneson and the other Gulf Coast residents. And boy, did I find a lot more than I ever expected to find. So we're going to be covering that in the last half hour. And in the first 90 minutes here, Annie, you know, we have attorney Jonathan E. Morton, and he is the only attorney to ever defeat the FDA for the courts of the land 8 times, 7 times on First Amendment rights. And Jonathan's going to be downloading us tonight on exactly how the FDA is complicit with certain corporations in keeping necessary and valid health care remedies away from the population, all in the name of the furtherance of corporate profits. And since we are having a little trouble here, let me check back with Command Central. Do we have Jonathan available yet? Okay.
Here.
Well, anyway, hopefully our technical issues are behind us, and let's go ahead and go to our guest somewhere in the Washington, D.C. area, Attorney Jonathan E. Morton. Hello, Jonathan. Are you with us?
Yes. How are you?
I'm very good. Look, I apologize for the technical difficulties. I think they're behind us. But I've been following your work now for about a year, and I'm sorry it's only been a year. But you have done some terrific things on the part of the American medical healthcare consumer. And so I'd like to just take a minute and have you tell our listening audience how you exactly got started and interested in defending public healthcare in terms of making valid healthcare options available to people like you and I.
Well, I was a vice president at the Cato Institute, and while I was there, I received correspondence from Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw. They're two lovers of liberty who live in Nevada, and they wanted me to look at the Food and Drug Administration because they said they were designers of dietary supplements, and in particular, designed supplements containing folic acid, among other ingredients, and were barred by federal law from communicating to the public any of the nutrients.
Okay, let's hold it right there, Jonathan. I'm sorry, we're up against the first break. I apologize. We've got the technical issues behind us. We come back, we'll pick it up right there on how you got started.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, well, looks like our technical problems are not over. John, are you there? Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, very good. Dave was asking you to explain, and you were explaining how you got started in all of this. And to me, it makes me wonder if there was not a personal confrontation that you had with FDA that got you started in all of this.
No, I have. Ever since I was a youngster, I have strongly believed in the Founding Fathers' Republic, and I focused my attention in law school on the First Amendment and the underlying framers' intent for the First Amendment. And when I was at the Cato Institute and Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw contacted me, they were aware of a policy study that I wrote for them that's still available on the web called Contrived Distinctions, the Doctrine of Commercial Speech and First Amendment Jurisprudence. And they appreciated that piece and wanted me to represent them in going after the Food and Drug Administration for censoring truthful information they wish to communicate to consumers that would enable people to avoid such things as neural tube defect births and various kinds of disease. So I looked into FDA regulation and became appalled to see that in the 20th century then, that the Food and Drug Administration had a broad-based prior restraint, not unlike the prior restraint that was imposed by the courts of Star Chamber in the 15th century in England, the very things, the very form of prior restraint that was supposed to be forbidden in this country by the First Amendment. So I told them I would be happy to attack the FDA, and that's how I became involved with the agency.
And you've won 8 cases against the FDA, is that right?
Yes.
What was your most memorable case in all of those cases?
The most memorable case would have to be Pearson versus Shalala, in which the United States Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit held the FDA's system for censoring nutrient-disease relationships unconstitutional under the First Amendment. I explain in my books The Rise of Tyranny and Global Censorship of Health Information, which people can get at Amazon.com, the history underlying this. But those cases were extraordinary. That was a landmark decision. It shocked the FDA right down to its foundation because it made clear to the agency that it lacked a constitutional power to censor all manner of nutrient disease relationship claims and would have to rely on a less speech-restrictive alternative of claim qualification in lieu of outright censorship. So it was a major decision that altered their ability to keep out of the marketplace an enormous amount of nutrient disease information.
How long ago was this?
That was 1999.
Well, and they've been just running rampant since, though, right? I mean, this really, did it curb their actions?
No, they...
Like you wanted it to?
Not at all. The second shock that occurred to me was that the Food and Drug Administration, with impunity, would violate a direct constitutional mandate from a federal court. Not only did they refuse to abide by the order, and in fact, they still refuse to abide by Pearson versus Shalala, as well as all of the other decisions that we've won against them. They not only refused to abide by it, but they actually increased their interest in doing the very things that they've been told they can't do. So it's a renegade agency, a rogue agency, and it tells you that if the government refuses to abide by the rule of law, even when a court, federal court, orders it to follow the Constitution, it refuses to do so. There's really nothing left of the law. There's nothing left to constrain the arbitrary will of individuals if they are so alien to any constraint on them that they refuse to submit themselves even to superior authority. Then you have a major constitutional crisis. I think we have that in this country. We have an out-of-control federal bureaucracy that has transformed the United States from a limited federal republic, designedly under the Constitution, to an unlimited bureaucratic oligarchy in which those we elect really have very little to say in the manner in which we are regulated, because 9/10 of all federal law is not the product of those we elect, but rather of the unelected bureaucracy. This I explain in detail. The history of this perversion of the American Constitution is in The Rise of Tyranny that I wrote a couple of years ago.
Well, I read such a silly story this week about walnuts. Did you read that story where FDA is saying that Diamond Foods, that walnuts are really a drug, and they may not legally be marketed in the United States without an approved new drug application? And they threatened Diamond Foods with a seizure if they didn't comply.
This is routine with the agency. You may remember a number of years ago they took the same position with cherries. They said to cherry growers in Michigan and Wisconsin, they told them that their marketing of cherries caused their cherries to become unapproved new drugs and that they would be subject to seizure. They didn't stop telling people of the scientific information coming out of the universities that tart cherry juice could reduce the incidence of gout or of arthritis. And the problem is that the FDA is so draconian in its actions because the agency is a captive of the drug industry. A lot of people don't realize that the FDA is largely beholden to the drug industry, so much so that it attempts to enforce a monopoly of therapeutic claims for the drug industry. It does the drug industry's bidding by ridding from the food and supplement markets any therapeutic information, and that preserves the false perception that only drugs have therapeutic effects, causing people to become more dependent upon drugs simply because they're unaware of any alternatives. And this is the primary mission of the Food and Drug Administration. It spends an enormous amount of money every year. In fact, it will be spending much more money. Under the Food Safety Modernization Act, FDA is required to hire some 4,000 to 6,000 new food safety inspectors every year for the next 5 or 6 years, and also to force every food company in the United States to register with the FDA for the first time in the history of this country. Every food producer, including the smallest food producer on a farm, will have to be registered with the Food and Drug Administration and be inspected, and will be subject to summary registration revocation by the FDA commissioner. A revoked registration means that the party cannot continue in business. And this can occur before a trial and will occur even before a party has access to the courts for a trial, because this new law requires every company to go through administrative hearings at the FDA. The very party accusing a food producer of wrongdoing will try that food producer, and it enables that the FDA to summarily revoke the registration even before the FDA trial. So we have in this law a gross violation of the right to trial by jury, of trial by an independent and impartial tribunal. We have the equivalent of an asset forfeiture, because the right to operate your business can be summarily revoked so that you can be deprived of the resources necessary to defend yourself. This is extraordinary. There's one member of Congress who has been a constant enemy of individual liberty and a strong advocate of the regulatory state to the gross deprivation of individual rights, and that is Dick Durbin from Illinois. He's behind this measure that passed, that is the Food Safety Modernization Act, and he's also behind a new bill he just introduced called the Dietary Supplement Labeling Act of 2011.
Yes.
And this also would have gross effects on individual liberty.
So you're guilty until proven guilty.
Exactly.
Well, guys, I'm back just in time to take us to break. Hopefully these technical issues are behind us. We're going to run to break. We'll be back more with Jonathan Emord and Annie after a word from these sponsors.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and joining us, and actually having carried the ball the first 20 minutes, is our news director, Ms. Annie DiRiso. Our special guest this evening is attorney Jonathan Emord. We're talking about the great work that he does in battling the FDA for our benefit. Jonathan, I got cut out a lot of that conversation in the beginning because of technical difficulties. I think we've got our issues behind us, and we've got a good workaround. But I don't know if you and Annie got into this or not, but are you familiar with Codex Alimentarius?
Sure. The Codex Alimentarius is a standard established by the World Health Organization, a part of the United Nations. Member states are represented before the Codex Alimentarius Commission, and it assesses whatever the member states want them to concerning foods and dietary supplements. What Codex has done in the last 20, 25 years in focusing on dietary supplements is effectively become a cheerleader in favor of the European model of regulation, which is one that is extremely authoritarian and draconian in that it favors advanced government review of every supplement, like the drug regime in the United States, and also of all claims, including claims not only claims of therapeutic effect, but also claims of any effect on a body's structure or function. And Codex did something that appears on its face to be rather subtle, but is in fact a major impetus for regulation worldwide, and that is they adopted a standard after years and years of wrangling over it that would encourage every member state, require them actually, unless they adopted an explanation of why they were opting out of it, that would require every member state to set maximum limits on all nutrients and to determine a new safety paradigm where the government would set a limit based on the potential of a nutrient to cause injury. The problem with this approach is that every nutrient on Earth, even water, has a potential to cause injury because at some dose level, every nutrient will cause injury.
Exactly.
If you start with a supposition that all nutrients that have a potential to cause injury are unlawful, then everything is unlawful until such time as a party proves to the government's satisfaction that it is safe at a particular dose. This reverses the ordinary course of things, creates a new burden of proof that puts the party that makes foods or supplements in the position of being condemned until such time as they can marshal the evidence at enormous expense that satisfies a government bureaucrat. Here in Europe, it's the European Food Safety Authority, that the product is safe. Now, by safe, I don't mean that most people consuming it would experience no adverse effect, or if there are adverse effects, they would be allergic reactions for which a warning statement would suffice, rather than depriving all others of their liberty to consume, say, peanut butter. You would be put in the position of putting a warning label on peanut butter that says, hey, if you have an allergic reaction to peanuts, don't consume this product. Well, rather than do that, what they do instead is ban the substance outright and then force the industry to establish the level at which no adverse reaction would occur. This
that's
creates...
not possible. Jonathan, that's not
that's
possible.
Right. That's right. It is impossible, and it then becomes a political game where the government picks and chooses among substances what it wishes to have consumers acquire access to. So in Europe right now, following this model, the European Food Safety Authority for the European Union now prohibits all dietary supplements from being marketed unless it satisfies European Food Safety Authority's criteria, and prohibits all communication about them unless the European Food Safety Authority agrees. This has caused somewhere between 500 and 800 different dietary supplements in Europe to be illegal, and each member state of the European Union is now called upon by the European Union to enforce this ban, and they are selectively doing it across Europe, causing product after product to be removed from the market, and causing all manner of health information to be removed from the market. As I explained in a NewsWithViews.com article many years ago, a couple years ago, I believe, this is creating a new nutrition science dark age in Europe where the health of people is directly affected because remedies they had relied upon for decades, if not centuries, are now being taken out of the market along with the information pertaining to them. And the effect is that people are losing their sovereignty to this this authoritarian regime, and they're also losing products that they depended upon for their health, and they're losing the ability to communicate about those products. So in the not too distant future, I fully suspect we're going to see an increase in the incidence of disease and mortality in Europe as a result of these
measures. We've got a break right here, Jonathan, but when we come back, I want to explore what this means for the American consumer. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Jonathan E. Mort on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit Theravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Joining us is attorney Jonathan Emort, author of Global Censorship of Health Information. And Jonathan, as we went into the break, you were talking about a new European dark age when it comes to alternative medicine, along with the information that accompanies these treatments. But I'm willing to bet that a Euro doctor, although you may not be able to as a person to go out and get weight loss pills, a European doctor can write a prescription for a weight loss pill whose patent is held by a pharmaceutical.
Right, and you were asking before the break whether or not a comparable regime was present here in the United States. The answer is yes. The agency here, the Food and Drug Administration, very much applauds what's going on in Europe and would quite like to have it overtly established here, but covertly it's already happening. And I can give you a very direct example that I'm quite well aware of.
Please do.
A number of years ago, a company called Nutraceutical Corporation hired me because the FDA was banning ephedra. And you may recall FDA's commissioner announcing that ephedrine alkaloids, or ephedra, would be prohibited for sale as a dietary supplement in the United States, adopted a rule to do that. In their rule, they adopted the very same safety assessment that I've described. It's called precautionary principle. Ordinarily in toxicology, another principle operates called the Paracelsian principle, and the Paracelsian principle has been the foundation of American law of adulteration until the last 5 or 6 years, when the FDA has effectively replaced it with the precautionary principle. Under the Paracelsian principle, everything is recognized as being potentially toxic at some dose level, but the language of Paracelsus is accepted, and that is essentially, to paraphrase, dose determines toxicity, and in legal terms, the government is prohibited from denying you access to a food or a nutrient unless it can establish at the dose level marketed that the product would cause serious injury. And as a consequence, it is kept out of the marketplace, except in extreme circumstances where someone is selling a truly toxic compound at a dose level that is unsafe. Well, that has been replaced with this precautionary principle. And under the precautionary principle, if any substance has a potential at some dose level to cause an adverse reaction, then it is prohibited for sale until such time as the industry establishes a safe dose level, and by safe I mean free of adverse effect. Well, as you pointed out, and as is certainly true in science, nothing can qualify under that criteria. So then, in effect, everything is illegal except that which the state says is legal. Now, this is what the FDA adopted in its final rule on ephedrine alkaloids, when it banned all ephedrine alkaloids from the marketplace. Ephedrine alkaloids, ephedra, was very effective in weight loss, and it was one of the few dietary supplements that actually caused weight loss effects. This supplement is free of any known or provable adverse effects up to about 25 milligrams per daily dose. And what the FDA did, rather than limit its ban to that dose level and above, it banned every dose level. The company I represented sold 10 milligram ephedrine alkaloid products with no claims, 10 milligram per daily dose. We went to court against the FDA on this, and at the district court level, the district court got it right and held the FDA's ban a violation of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act's adulteration provision, precisely because the FDA did not follow the Paracelsian principle. It banned all of the ephedra, not limiting its ban to those levels, at which it had proof harm could occur. Well, when we went on appeal, the response of Congress to the decision of the court to hold the ban unconstitutional was extreme. The baseball player Steve Bechler had suffered, allegedly, a heart attack and then death as a result of consuming an ephedrine dietary supplement. Truth be told, the evidence of causality was not then and has not since been established. And in fact, he was in the Orioles training camp, working in excessive heat with very little water consumption, and suffered a catastrophic event. He was a little bit overweight, and he also was not drinking enough fluid, and he was worked tirelessly by his coaches, and then he succumbed. The cause of death was never identified as ephedra, and it couldn't even be proven that he had ephedrine alkaloids in his bloodstream. However, it was said that he had consumed some ephedra. Maybe he did, but
so they didn't even have to present evidence that ephedra was in his system.
No. Well, what happened was one of the people involved in the autopsy had mentioned to the media that he had consumed an ephedrine product. And that then led to this enormous amount of attention going to it, which was desired by the teams because it was taking away attention to the question of whether or not they overworked him in heat and didn't provide him enough fluid and so on. So anyway, this became a rallying cry on Capitol Hill that we don't want something like this to happen to the American people, and this is a poison, and they just went nuts with it, and they decried the decision, well-reasoned decision of the Utah District Court, and they created this political environment that I think very much affected the whole environment about this case. So on appeal, the decision was reversed, unfortunately, and that became the end of it. The Supreme Court didn't take cert, and that's the end of it. What this unfortunate set of events caused to happen is this decision is now precedent for inculcation of this precautionary principle into American law. And in fact, that movement is heading ahead apace by this commissioner, but also by this bill, the Dietary Supplement Labeling Act of 2011, introduced by Dick Durbin, a great enemy of the Founding Fathers Republic. I explained that in an article entitled that at newswithviews.com. But this bill is extraordinary because it will really wipe out the supplement industry, as will enforcement of a measure by the FDA commissioner that we can discuss in a minute. But this bill would cause every supplement company to have to register with the FDA. That is a first. In addition, it would require every supplement company to file with the FDA a list of every ingredient in every product sold and provide the FDA with all advertising used to promote the product. And then the FDA will review all of that material, and the commissioner is required to set up a list of supplements that may pose a risk. Doesn't say at any dose level, just that may pose a risk. Of course,
based
everything
on the
will.
Precautionary principle, is that correct?
Exactly. By putting it in those terms, it would cause the precautionary principle to be used and gives them no restriction on what type of approach. So, of course, they would use the precautionary principle. And so all of this is required to lead to a list of supplement ingredients that are harmful or potentially harmful or in under the precautionary principle approach. And then the commissioner can take them off the market based on those findings and can restrict their sale or can require government warnings of any kind. So what this will do is shut down the industry because you can't advertise without the government first reviewing and approving what you're saying. Can't have ingredients in a product unless the government approves the ingredients, even if they've had a long history of safe consumption, even if you've had no complaints of any serious adverse events. It won't matter, because everything will be dictated by the Food and Drug Administration under this, and nothing could be sold. This extraordinary measure by Dick Durbin, really an insight into his feeble brain and heart, revealed that he, as well as many who are sympathetic with his position on Capitol Hill, believe that the government of the United States should replace the private sector in making, in controlling food and supplement markets to such an extent that only patsies for the government will be allowed to be in that industry, and only those products that the government wishes for you to consume can be consumed. This is a part of a broader movement by the Obama administration. In October of 2009, in an appropriations bill, a rider not paid much attention to was passed, calling for an intergovernmental working group to be formed of the Federal Trade Commission, the Food and Drug Administration, the CDC, and the Department of Agriculture to come up with recommendations for restricting the consumption of specific quote-unquote bad nutrients by children. So all people 17 years of age and younger were assessed by this group for their dietary habits, and the group came up with recommendations that it's now using coercion to pressure the food industry into adopting. These measures call for a restriction in the amount of such things as sugar,
yeah,
and carbohydrates and so forth.
Andy has reported that on our news segment. Let me go back to this idea, though, that they're basically going to prevent you from advertising or prevent these dietary supplements and these alternative health remedies from advertising and be able to take them off the shelves because they don't meet the 100% burden in the precautionary principle. Well, why isn't there a 14th Amendment equal protection argument that's applied equally to the GMOs?
Well, there isn't, under existing precedent, it wouldn't be a 14th Amendment because that the 14th Amendment restricts the actions of the states. The 5th Amendment is its corollary. There is a 5th Amendment liberty interest that is violated here, quite obviously, and there's a definite First Amendment freedom of speech issue from the prior restraint that is imposed, and there's also a very critical economic liberty issues that arise that are not well addressed in the law presently, because the law affords really only rational basis review to restrictions on economic liberty. It is a sad truth that you can have your entire way of living taken from you by the government and have no real recourse in court. Any area of industry can be banned by the federal government, and the review is so superficial that it enables the government to do this. There is a bright spot, though, which opens the way for a significant amount of litigation against the government in areas of speech, and that is in areas of commercial speech, and that is Sorrell versus IMS Health, a Supreme Court decision handed down last month, in which the Supreme Court elevated the level of commercial speech protection from intermediate scrutiny to heightened scrutiny, comparable to that afforded political speech, in a landmark decision that introduces a new regime. Justice Kennedy authored that decision. It was a 6-3 decision, very strong. And at issue there was something that a lot of folks find unappealing, but nevertheless, unappealing cases oftentimes are the ones that bring up rights issues. There's a practice by pharmaceutical company representatives called detailing. And what happens is they go to pharmacies and they obtain from pharmacies lists of drugs that are prescribed by particular physicians. It does not have any patient information in it. It simply identifies the doctor and the drugs that the doctor prescribes. So a drug company will look at this information and say, okay, well, Dr. X is prescribing far less Viagra than I would like him to. I'm sending in the drug rep, and I'm going to ask drug rep to urge the doctor to up his prescription of Viagra by representing to the doctor the benefits of that drug. Well, much as we dislike the regime at the FDA, which gives the drug industry control over the government, this raises a distinct question of having ramifications for all of our rights. And that is, the broad question is, does a party have a right to rely on data that the government regulates in order to promote the sale of their products? And if so, what level of scrutiny, that is, what degree of judicial review should apply to the government's regulation of this? In this case, the state of Vermont prohibited detailing except in instances where the information was obtained by nonprofit groups, by the state to promote what's called counter-detailing, that is to go and educate doctors why they shouldn't let drug reps into their offices to promote the sale of drugs based on this, and then to allow certain select favored commercial enterprises to use the information, such as generic drug producers would be enabled to use the information. So the Supreme Court held the law unconstitutional as an unconstitutional restriction on the speaker, on the content of what was communicated, and on the viewpoint of the speaker. This is extraordinary because it's commercial information that ordinarily would have been subjected to intermediate scrutiny by the Supreme Court under the Central Hudson test, which has been in place since 1980 as the favored regime for review of commercial speech, affording commercial speech less protection than political speech. And it alters that regime to raise the level to roughly comparable with political speech, and in very important part of the decision holds viewpoint discrimination unconstitutional in the commercial speech context for the first time. Every commercial speech regulation virtually involves viewpoint discrimination. It's an act to say that a party communicating a particular kind of commercial message may not do so.
Exactly. And if you're requiring 100% burden of proof upon a manufacturer of something, that's absolutely discriminatory. When we come back, I want to explore a little bit about someone named Dr. Brzezinski, who I know you've had contact with. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Jonathan E. Mord on the other side. Coming down.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Interviewing the FDA giant killer, who has battled the FDA 8 times and won 7 times on First Amendment, and I'd like to change gears and put a human face on this. Jonathan, I'd like to have you talk a little bit about the work of Dr. Brzezinski and some of the things he's been involved in and how you have come to his aid in defending him against the FDA.
Well, I represented a thing called the Brzezinski Patient Group, and Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski is a very talented scientist and physician in Texas who discovered a thing called antineoplastins, and found that they were effective in the treatment of certain kinds of cancer, and is under a FDA clinical trial right now, applying it to various people's cancers with some remarkable results. I represented a child named Zachary McConnell, and this young boy had a very aggressive brain tumor called a PNET, a very aggressive brain tumor, the tendrils of which extended throughout his brain. He had had numerous surgeries. He had been treated repeatedly with radiation and chemotherapy. He responded poorly to all of this and lost half of his body weight. He was 7 years old, I believe, at the time, six maybe. Started at six, I think. And the pain was so intense that from these treatments, and his condition was so precious and deteriorated that he was very much on the brink of death as a result of the treatments. So after all of these treatments, even though there were more rounds of radiation and chemo that were possible, and under the protocol for his disease, it was recommended, his own oncologist said, no, we can't continue to do this. The outcome, it will have no effect on his longevity. It's not going to work. So, and further, they were quite upset by the adverse reactions he had had. Adverse reactions are common with these ruthless treatments, radiation and chemotherapy. But his were extreme reactions to these things, and so they couldn't bring themselves to subjecting him to this horrific set of treatments that could in and of themselves kill him. So the parents were conscientious, and they researched vigorously and found Dr. Brzezinski. So they took the boy to Dr. Brzezinski's clinic. They begged him to get him involved in the clinical trial. Brzezinski made an emergency decision to waive the ordinary criteria and allow him into the clinical trial. He began receiving antineoplastin treatments, and his tumor in his brain began to shrink. The FDA supervises all of this, and Dr. Robert DeLapp, who is the FDA director of the Office of Oncology Products, second-guessed Brzezinski and ordered the child off the treatments, telling the parents they should go back and continue the FDA-approved radiation and chemo. They contacted me. I interacted with DeLapp, and I told DeLapp, I said to him, look, what you're doing is consigning this poor boy to death. Don't you have any heart or sense of sensibility at all?
And Jonathan, let's get his answer when we come back from the break. We're up against it. We come back, we'll find out how the FDA responded, what Jonathan had to do.
Climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom?